This is The Couple Next Door, script number 162 for broadcast Tuesday, August 12th, 2:30 to 2:45. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
You can do this evening?
Nothing, absolutely nothing, Aunt Effie.
Read the paper and go to bed early.
Oh, I thought maybe you might want to take in the movie as long as I'm here to stay with the children.
Oh, no, thanks anyway, Aunt Effie.
If you aren't too busy, there is something I certainly think should be discussed and settled.
A name for the baby.
Yes. Now, I know how you feel about the name Chauncey, dear.
Look, there's no sense discussing names until that idea's dropped. I'm going to name him Chauncey. You know, you'd think we'd be able to make a decision about important things without all this to do. But as we said last week, you remember, darling, about Christmas cards, even, we simply cannot be talking.
Christmas cards?
Yes, well, I know it's only August, but I said to him last week, I said, why don't we just once order our cards early? We are always late, mainly because we can never agree on what cards.
Well, it is certainly mental telepathy.
What is it?
Well, I brought over my Christmas card books for you to look at and select your card for this year.
What?
Oh, yes. Now, you knew I was doing that.
Doing what?
Selling Christmas cards, just to make a little extra money on the side.
Why, no, we didn't, Aunt Effie. And as a matter of fact...
I told you when I was over here at Easter time, I remember distinctly, I said to you, remember, you got to buy your Christmas cards from me this year.
Oh, well, golly, Aunt Effie.
The truth is...
Oh, you will love them, and they are not expensive. Furthermore, I know how you like things that are different and unusual, and these certainly are. They're handmade.
Handmade?
Yes, they are simply beautiful. Now, I'll go right upstairs and get the sample books. As long as you're not doing anything this evening, you can select your Christmas card.
Well, don't look at me.
The first time in our lives we have selected and ordered our Christmas cards really early. 300 of them with our names on them.
Well, you better tell her.
You tell her.
Oh, no, not me.
She's your aunt.
I don't give a darn. I'm not going to tell her.
Let's look at them. Maybe we can buy a few from her. Wouldn't you know? The one time we planned an event.
Yeah.
When your local station is affiliated with a network like the CBS Radio Network, it means that you in your kitchen, your office, your car, wherever you are, can cross boundaries with the speed of light. You're at the White House, listening to the president as he speaks. You're in London, Paris, Rome, Moscow, and Tokyo as veteran CBS newsmen report at the scene of the news. You're in Hollywood with Amos and Andy, Bing Crosby, and Rosemary Clooney. You're in New York with the stars on The Best in Music. You have just come from a spot over the Atlantic as an ace CBS newsman describes the sinking of an ocean queen. You're receiving an unparalleled education as learned men discuss space age problems. You are closer to the finish line of the Kentucky Derby than most of the people at Churchill Downs. Through its affiliation with the CBS Radio Network, this station is helping its own efforts to bring you the best in radio broadcasting in your community.
Come on in the dining room. I'll spread the books out on the table so you can have some room to look at them. I think you'll like them all.
Well, come on, dear. Handmade. I'll bet there's something.
Now, look, we don't want to hurt her feelings. We can order a few, and it doesn't matter what the card looks like. It's the Christmas spirit that matters.
Well, I'm not the one who's likely to hurt her feelings, I would like to mention.
Come on!
Come on, put the paper down. Come on, dear. Come on. Yeah. Well, quite a selection, Aunt Effie.
Only three books, really. It's the ones in this book that I think you'll like. Here, look at this one. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, my.
Yeah.
These are all snow scenes, which I think are just lovely. I don't know what they put on there. I suppose it's some sort of plastic, but it sparkles just like snow, doesn't it? And they're very inexpensive. $100 for $5.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Because I tell you, Aunt Effie, I don't like that sparkly stuff. I mean, I hate it when I get cards like that because the sparkly stuff falls all over the furniture and the rug. You know, it's hard to get up.
Well, I think it's lovely, but you're certainly entitled to your opinion.
What else you got?
Well, here is a beautiful poinsettia. The petals feel just like velvet, don't they? Feel it.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Dear, feel it.
Oh,
feel
it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. It's very nice.
Now, of course, these cards are made at a factory. They aren't the ones I really wanted you to see. Oh, here they are. Here, these. I'm really sort of featuring these. They're handmade ones.
Handmade?
Yes. These four old ladies, they're sisters in Pine City. I've known them for years, and they work all year long just to make these, and I think they are just lovely. Look at that work. Now, those are real flowers.
They are?
Yes.
My goodness.
They have some way of pressing the petals, and then they outline them in different colored yarn. I think they are just beautiful. Don't you?
Yes, lovely.
Yes, they're lovely.
Lovely, they are. Yes, because you see, Aunt Effie, we send out 300 cards, and naturally we couldn't expect them to... These old ladies, you know, to make 300 by hand in time. To
well, now they might just have that many. They've been working all year, you know, since last Christmas.
Well, look, Aunt
Effie. And I just have an idea that if they knew they were making an order for a nephew of mine, I'm sure they'd stay up nights working.
Yeah, well, look, that's very nice.
Yes, it is.
Can I come in?
Who's
Miss
Barbara.
Oh.
Bye, Barbara. My goodness, it's a pleasant surprise. Come on in.
Well, hi.
Harry and I were just down the street visiting Harry's mother, and I brought along a play suit that Betsy left out at the house when she was there.
Oh.
Yeah, is that where it is?
Oh.
Thanks, Barbara.
Barbara, I think you've met my aunt before, haven't you? This is Barbara Smith.
Oh, yes.
Aunt Effie.
Yes, of course. Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Have you picked out your Christmas cards yet?
What?
Linda,
Aunt Effie. I said, have you picked out your Christmas cards yet for this year?
Oh, no. Christmas cards? This is still August, isn't
it? Well, now is the time to do it while you can still get a choice selection.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose, but... Well, it's usually December 10th before I can even drag Harry around to look at them.
Well, you don't have to drag him downtown. Just bring him over here. I'm selling them this year.
Well, look, Aunt Effie...
Yes, Aunt Effie, Barbara probably doesn't.
She has to pick out her card. She might just as well get it from me. If I sell $1,000 worth of cards, I get an extra bonus. Now, I've got several different companies I'm representing, but the ones I'm really featuring are handmade and just lovely.
Well,
Come in here. Look at them anyway. If you're in the neighborhood, you can just bring your husband over here tonight.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, but I
Oh, for the love of Mike, can't you head her off?
Me? What could I do?
Well, she'll be expecting all our friends to buy from her, and they'll feel they'll have to because she's my aunt.
I know.
Let's face it, those cards are just awful.
When you said it didn't matter what a card looked like, it was the Christmas spirit that mattered. I think we better buy a few.
I'm telling you, I cannot send out pressed butterflies outlined in red yarn to business associates.
You don't have to. We've already ordered ours downtown. I think it's better not to mention it.
Oh, come on. We better rescue Barbara. Come on. Aunt Effie.
Aunt Effie, dear, why don't you, we fix some cool lemonade?
And I think these are simply beautiful. Here, you didn't see these either. The edges are crocheted in red. Aren't they lovely?
Yes. Yes.
And yes, they really are. And, well, I certainly will think about them, Miss Arnes. Well, now you just bring your husband right over here tonight.
Oh, well, I tell you, he's getting a cold.
Oh.
And, you know, with the new baby here and everything.
Oh, the baby's upstairs. She couldn't possibly catch
it. Look, Anna,
I must run.
Yeah, goodbye, Barbara. Goodbye. Thanks for bringing the play suit back. I wondered what had happened to it.
Now, I'll give you a good price on whatever you select.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you.
We'll be here all evening, so you just come right on back and bring your husband.
Yes, well, I will if I can. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Barbara. Goodbye. Aunt Effie, now look.
How many do you think they're good for? 200 or 300?
Look, Aunt Effie, I really don't think you should... Well, you know...
What?
Well, what I mean is... Honey, it's kind of hard for friends of ours to say no. You know what I mean? And the handmade cards are lovely. They really are.
Well, they're beautiful, Aunt Effie.
They're beautiful, Aunt Effie, but lots of people don't happen to care for that sort of thing. I mean, it's purely a matter of personal taste, you know.
They are certainly better than the card you two sent out last year. Your mother didn't like it at all. She couldn't see that it had a thing to do with Christmas. It was much too modernistic.
Well, now, look, I love my mother, but what she thinks of my Christmas card is really not important to me.
Your mother said to tell you that she thinks you should have a picture on your Christmas card this year of all of you in front of the fireplace in your new home.
But we aren't even in the house.
Well, when you get in. And I have those cards, too. I'm in cahoots, you might say, with a photographer, and he can take the picture.
Well, now, frankly, Aunt Effie, I just don't go much for cards with pictures on them like that. You see, I've got business people to send to, and anyhow, many of the cards we send are the people that we see all the time, and...
You certainly don't see your Aunt Sophie and some of your cousins all the time. You never even write to them anymore. Just a card with your name printed on it at Christmas time. Not even a little written note. And they feel that you're getting a little la-di-da.
La-di-da? What do you mean I'm getting a little la-di-da?
Well, you gad off to New York and Chicago.
Those are business trips the company pays for.
Well, your Aunt Sophie has never even been to Omaha. Of course, if you don't care about your relatives.
Well, look, I haven't even seen most of them for 20 years.
Yes, they know that. And they wondered why you don't come to visit them in Nebraska on your summer vacation. Of course, that's none of my business. But I know that your Aunt Sophie gets tears in her eyes when she remembers how you used to visit them when you were a little boy.
Oh.
Well, do as you like. But I think a Christmas card with a nice picture...
Look, Aunt Effie, the truth is we've already ordered our Christmas cards, if you want to know. 300 of them with our names printed on them.
Well, you promised that each time to buy your Christmas cards from me. And they just won't even speak to you again if you don't cancel that order.
All right. Try to cancel it tomorrow.
Cancel it? The truth is, dear, the cards arrived today.
Well.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Fun is where you find it. And on CBS Radio, you find fun aplenty when you listen to Just Entertainment and Art Linkletter's House Party. They pose no problems, advocate nothing of social significance, but what they do stand for and promote is rib-tickling relaxation. Just Entertainment is just entertainment. Simple, singable music and unhurried humor. House Party boasts the contagious gaiety of ordinary people enjoying themselves to the utmost. Both these CBS radio programs are loaded with uninhibited mischief, unlimited laughter, and are based on the happy premise that people are more than anybody else. Meet all the nice folks who invite you to join them at Art Linkletter's House Party, and you'll find you work faster and feel better if you listen to Just Entertainment while tackling the day's routine. Don't miss these two heartwarming shows every Monday through Friday on most of these CBS radio stations.
We love you so, and it's true, we did forget you were going to sell Christmas cards this year, but we'll try to make it up to you, dear.
I don't know how you can do that when you've already ordered your cards, and they've arrived.
Well, look, we're really awful sorry, Aunt Effie.
Of course, I suppose you could order your cards for next year.
Yes, sure.
And maybe you could give a little tea party or something and have your girlfriends over, and I could try and get orders from them.
Oh, yes, sure.
You know, really, it's true. I always say, things do work out for the best. By ordering your next year's cards now, you can get all handmade ones. There'll be plenty of time for those poor dear little old ladies to press the flowers and put on that lovely crocheted edgy.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they'll have time.
Be wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
Pick out the one you like best. And don't worry, I'll give you a good price. Now, I think the press buttercup is nice.
Uh-huh.
But the morning glory is nice, too. And the crocus.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Augusta Dabney, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.